Well, then let's talk about your father, his full name.
His name was Walter John Ross. As I told you, he was born in Gainesville. He, too, was an 89er, although he was only 11 months old. I think they count anybody as an 89er that got here before December 31st of 1889. You didn't have to actually make the run. So the 89ers Association, he was eligible for that as a charter member, although he was only 11 months old or so.
So he grew up here and went to school here in Oklahoma City.
He grew up, went to school in Oklahoma City, went to the old Washington School, which I guess was on Washington Street. That's about as far south Oklahoma City went then, is down towards the river. Eventually, there were a total of 8 children, 7 boys and 1 girl that my grandfather and grandmother had. Their one girl died, I think it was of typhoid fever. I had an uncle, Frederick. He died of some other childhood disease at the time. Mortality rate was high. And then I had another uncle that was about 3 years old or 4, I guess. There was a flood down on the South Canadian River, and he drowned down there. Our grandparents and the 5 boys were left. It was interesting to hear some of the stories. In the summer, they did a lot of swimming down the North Canadian River, down at Wheeler Park. My oldest uncle, my Uncle George, he went with the fire department in Oklahoma City. He ended up being the fire marshal, which is assistant chief, years later.
Let's go back to service in the military, your father.
Okay.
Because World War I breaks out in 1914.
Yes, it did.
And then your father goes to war.
Yes.
In what year?
In 1917.
And that was the first year that the United States entered the war.
It had just been declared, I think, in April of 1917. He went into the war, went overseas, fought in the trenches. He had worked as a boy for the Frisco Railroad, and he had learned telegraphy, which was nice, but it also turned out to be bad news because that got him into the trenches, laying the line above the trenches. You know, the Germans were a few hundred yards away, and they were crawling along, laying the lines.
Was he ever injured?
No. A number of his friends were killed, in some in bizarre manner. As we know today, you can have a trauma from battle situations, as the boys coming back from Afghanistan have today. We're learning about it. Well, they didn't know much about that when my dad was in the service, but he came back.
Did he ever tell you stories of the war?
No, really not. Just some incidents. He got the flu. He said it was one of the luckiest things that ever happened because he got to leave the trenches and go into Paris for a while.
He didn't keep a diary or anything, did he?
Sent letters to my grandmother. I've got a few of those. They were pretty graphic, as much as they could be under censorship. It was really a very hard experience. It's about as grim as you could imagine from the letters I read.
He was there to the end of the war in 1919?
He was there to the end of the war in 1919, and then he came back. When he came back, kind of a funny incident occurred. Apparently, my grandmother's family, the Westermans, had somebody in New York City. And so when the boat came back, he disembarked and looked up his cousins in New York City and stayed with them a few days. They were all good Catholics. He went to Sunday Mass. For Sunday, he was there. He went to this church, and he said he went to confession. He stayed for Mass and the whole thing and went back. Just felt good about life because he had had that experience. First Sunday he was there. So he was visited with his cousin years later, the boy that he stayed with, the man that he stayed with there in New York. They were talking about the church he went to, and his cousin said, "Walter, where was this church again?" And he explained to him where it was. He said, "You went to an Episcopal church." He said, "That wasn't a Roman Catholic church."
You said that he had the flu. The influenza epidemic was in 1918 to 1919.
In 1920, it was very bad. He almost died. But he got back to Oklahoma City before he had that. And he nearly died. I mean, he had a scar. They had a sounds primitive, but they had to operate on his back to get fluid off his lungs. And he had a huge indentation back there all his life that remained. It was a fierce thing.
We might point out it killed between 20 and 40 million people in that time period.
It was just awful.
Is that amazing that he made it through
that?
And what a strong person he was. He makes the land run. He survives World War One, and he survives a flu epidemic.
He does.
You come from strong stock, don't you?
Well, it was truly amazing. When he was young, this was before the war, I don't know what age exactly, but he went to work for Frederickson Crowe Music Company. And I think he owned a small interest in it, that Mr. Frederick. My dad didn't have an accounting degree, but he was excellent at numbers. So I think he kept the books and everything for the music company all those years. Of course, came back, went with them after the war, and Frederickson Crowe went under in, I guess, 1930. I can remember just vaguely as a toddler going down to visit him. It was on Main Street near where John A. Brown Company was later. But anyway, then the Depression hit, and Frederickson Crowe went under, and so after that, he was assistant county treasurer for a number of years, and then his health just failed, just flat went out. I think it'd be recognized now that it was just a nervous breakdown. I
mean, I guess depression, maybe?
Yeah, depression, the whole thing. His eyes, he couldn't keep the lids open, and just everything hit at that point. So he's that way the rest of his life. He was an extremely strong person. I know my mother, sometimes she'd pack him a lunch, and he'd swim every day at the YMCA at noon for his whole lunch period.
What kind of a person was his personality?
He was probably the gentlest person I ever knew. I can't imagine anybody being any kinder or gentler. After my grandfather Ross passed away, he always took nice care of everybody, and he just was very kind. Never heard him say a bad thing about anybody. Never heard him get mad. He was just a very gentle person. Maybe it'd been better for him if he'd been a little meaner.
Sounds like he was a tough guy, though, huh? Even though his personality was gentle.
He
physically,
was.
He was very strong.
He was.